Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, January 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Abortion pill restrictions in two states are being challenged by a pair of lawsuits. In North Carolina, an obstetrician-gynecologist has sued state officials, saying the state can't limit access to abortion pills beyond federal health regulations, which allow brick-and-mortar pharmacies and some mail-order pharmacies to dispense them. And in West Virginia, an abortion pill maker's suit argues that the state's ban on the drug violates the supremacy and commerce clauses of the Constitution. Boeing today reported another quarterly loss, but reiterated plans to increase jet production this year. While the aerospace company's fourth quarter profit and sales both fell short of Wall Street's expectations, it benefited from a rebound in aircraft orders last year, as airlines recovered from a downturn in travel during the pandemic. And Americans are tiptoeing back into the mortgage market after interest rates fell from their highest level in decades. The Mortgage Bankers Association says refinance activity jumped nearly 62% during the 3 weeks that ended last Friday, including a 15% increase last week. And purchase activity has risen 28% since the end of last year. The increases come after the 30-year average mortgage rate dropped last week by nearly a percentage point from its peak of more than 7% last fall. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.